It's 8:45, live and local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. And with me live today in the studio, I've got Amanda DeBoer Bartlett. She is a soprano for Quince. You might think it's Quince, but it's not. It is the Quince Quartet. And they're having a live performance October 21st at 3 p.m. The Voice Speaks, Amanda, a choral collaboration with resident ensemble Quince. Welcome.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. What does that mean, The Voice Speaks?
Quince performs contemporary classical music, which can mean a lot of different things, but some of the sounds that we make are not necessarily traditional choral vocal sounds. We create soundscapes. We do things that are non-traditional with our voice. Extended vocal techniques are sometimes called. So it's ways of expressing the voice that are a little different, a little outside the box.
To pull it down to the vernacular, a choral Bobby McFerrin?
yeah, maybe.
If
maybe
you will, a little human beatbox, a little sounds.
Well, yeah, and one of the pieces that we're performing alongside local students in Omaha is called Strip City by Kathy Barbarian, and it takes comic strips, these sounds, and we make sound effects, literal sound effects that you might have heard on old radio shows and that you would see written out in comic strips. So it's onomatopoeias, it's noises, it's every kind of strange sound you can think of.
Whiff, bam, pow, squeak.
Those are three sounds that are in the piece.
Sure. Okay, yes, very good. Where did Quince start? Where does this come from?
We started while we were in grad school in Bowling Green, Ohio, and we were trying to start a chamber group and decided to keep it going after school. It was a lot of fun. We were commissioning new pieces from our friends and getting opportunities. So that was in 2010. It's been a while.
Sure. Now, my understanding is that not all four members of the ensemble live here, just you, actually.
I grew up in Omaha, and I moved back after grad school. Two members live in Minnesota, one in the unincorporated village of Pickwick and one in St. Paul, and the fourth member lives in New York City.
Okay, so how's it been to stay together like this? You hear about bands that have a great thing going and then life just takes them in different directions, and in this case, you're really holding it together.
What's nice is that we don't travel with a lot of gear. We don't have upright basses and drum kits and all of these things. So we can get together pretty much anywhere. We do rehearsal weeks. We meet up before shows on tour and rehearse. And now at this point, we've been performing some repertoire for several years. So we can kind of get together and perform. And most of what we do is touring. There's no one city where we perform the most.
Is this your first foray with the Vesper Concert Series?
This is our first time on the series, and we did a residency alongside it, so it's been a pretty exciting event.
Talk about that residency a little bit and what that involved, because you're actually kind of giving back to youth here in the area through that, correct?
Oh, it was really exciting. We had a weekend workshop with three high schools, Lincoln East, Bellevue East, and Bellevue West, and UNO students. We worked with Derek Fox, who's the choral director at UNO, and we did a day-long workshop on contemporary vocal music, and we're going to sing alongside them at the concert, which is really exciting, and they'll perform their own repertoire. So it's more interesting for us if we get to actually work with a larger group of community members.
Your group, Quince, is kind of unusual because all of you are sopranos in this group.
And there's one mezzo-soprano.
Oh, there's a mezzo. Okay.
Kaylee will want me to say that. She's a mezzo-soprano.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. So can you kind of define for us choral music and then modern or contemporary choral music? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
People have been singing together in groups since they had vocal tracks, right? So choral music is people singing together, and that's what we're doing in a sense. But we are working from a tradition of notated music that uses things like microtones, pitches between the pitches, and vocal sound effects, and things that aren't included in a lot of traditional European choral music that you would associate with like a church or different tonal choral traditions. And that for us opens up windows of experimentation. We get to sing about things that are contemporary also, like we're telling new stories, modern stories, and that's exciting for us too.
How do you keep up on what's being developed, what the new things that are being written, things that may inspire you to create your own music?
It's the composers we work with, and actually we've started to compose for ourselves as well, members of the group. And just the composer was we that we work with have such lucid and bizarre ideas, and we give them pretty free rein to go wherever their whimsy takes them.
That's very exciting, very exciting stuff, and very exciting to be on the inside track. The show is October 21st at 3 p.m. It's The Voice Speaks, a choral collaboration with resident ensemble Quince. I do not have it here. Where is the show performing?
Presbyterian Church of the Cross.
Where is that? Do you
That's
know?
On 108th north of Center.
All right, 108th north of Center. More information can be found at vesperconcerts.org. She's Amanda DeBoer Bartlett, a soprano. Thank you for stopping in today. Really appreciate meeting you. That's just wonderful. And again, more information available at vesperconcerts.org. We return to Morning Edition right now on KIOS FM.